Warning, the following entertainment program truly wallows in freedom of expression and thought. So you might want to ask yourself this question. Can you handle it?
I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? Well, yeah.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Griffith, she's rocking the blues. Good evening. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. Hoping you are high and dry this mid-September night or day, depending on when you're listening to this. And where? When I said high, I meant elevation, not necessarily psychedelia. Lot of storms out there, lot of water on the ground, lot of hurricanes, lot of shit. What the hell's going on here? Oh, no, no. There's no climate change. Nah, that ain't happening. But we are. We're happening hard and fast. 2 solid hours of kick-ass rockin' blues. This time around, we're gonna kick it all off with Jack White. Right here on the Stratosphere's True Pop Culture Channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm dancing. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I feel like a tree. And I'm a nervous wreck, and I'm all shook up, and that's what you're doing to me right now. And I'm jumping. That's right, you got me shaking.
I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Southern Accents album. It's got a little story goes along with it. This is about a young boy who used to wear a dog collar. He might still be wearing that dog collar. I haven't seen him in a while. But I used to see him all the time. And his name... Spike. We used to see Spike when we lived down in Gainesville, Florida years ago. We used to see him out walking in the middle of the summer wearing that dog collar. Had his leather jacket on. One day we saw him headed right for this bar in town. I'd never been in that bar. It was called the Cypress Lounge. They always told us never to go in the Cypress Lounge. Mike was there. It's Mike Campbell over here playing the guitar. We were sitting there doing nothing, and we saw Spike walking right for the Cypress Lounge. I said, Mike, this is gonna be good. I followed him in. I walked in out of the sunlight. It was real dark in that bar. I couldn't see nothing. I could see the glow of a jukebox in the back. And I could hear this voice say, look, we got another one, just like the other ones. Another badass, another troublemaker. I'm scared, ain't you boys? I'm scared, hey. Wonder if he's gonna show us what bad is. Boys, we got another one with the dog collar on. We ought to throw a spike of home. And Spike would say,
well, here's another misfit, another Jimmy Dean. I bet he's got a motorbike.
What do y'all think? Bet if we be good, we'll get a ride on it. If we ain't too mad about the future, maybe we gonna help him see the future ain't what it used to be. Tell us about life. Well, it got real quiet in that bar. And I remember seeing Spike slide down easy off of that bar stool. Walked straight to the door and threw it open. The sun came in like a searchlight. Spike walked straight to the side of Interstate 75. And he stuck out his thumb and said,
And the Banshees, they're at Land's End, and they're not buying clothes. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're singing about Spike. The Beatles, they're singing about weed. Got to get you into my life. That's Georgie Fame there on that track. He'll be by again in about a half hour with Mr. Alan Price. Bill Kirshen, who will return to the Weird Sounds Bandstand and Party Machine in about 8 minutes. Bump, would we open with Jack White? I'm shaking, me too. As of this moment, we're not in the path of Hurricane Irma, but these hurricanes have a mind of their own. This is one big mother, I'll tell you. So powerful that it sort of betrays the name Irma. Irma is like the woman living next door on your favorite sitcom. Comes over to be funny for a few minutes and then goes away and we get on with what passes for a plot. Well, this plot ain't over. But it's so timely that our president and his friends did so much to dismantle the rescue services for the poor unfortunates who've been in the way of these two hurricanes the past couple of weeks. Yeah, they're making America great again by leveling the place flat. Marine and the Mercury 5 are going to open up our next set, and they're going to do so in 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Tell me, Cupid, what I ever do to you? Blame your arrow, blame your aim, blame the moonshine in my veins, blame the blues. How'd you pick him? How'd you know?
Fun. She was only 17, she was new to L.A., and I was more than willing to show her the way. We cruised up Sunset and back down Vine. I liked hers and she liked mine. But when her daddy called me, he said, look here, son, you go to hell having too much fun.
Too much fun.
That's news to me.
Too much fun.
Well, there must be a whole lot of things and I never done. I ain't never had too much fun.
Jail, too much fun.
Too much fun.
That's news to me.
Too much fun.
There must be a whole lot of things and I never done. But Johnny Castle never had too much fun.
All that I could do to keep from crying. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Pride, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain, but you don't. Name a few times in your phone book, and I've seen it on signs where I play, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allen Coe is when Jesus has his fire. Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
body's still cooking. Play that piano like there's no tomorrow. The crowd is shouting, every one of them looking for some song they need to ease their sorrow.
Bobby, don't stop,
'cause we just getting started on
something so hot,
and it feels so right.
Give it all that you got
for the broken hearted lovers and losers who are crying tonight. All of a sudden, it's Sunday morning.
From the top, Marine and the Mercury 5, Shoot Me Cupid. Sounds like a Mickey Spillane title, doesn't it? Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman was covered by the great Del Shannon. Followed by Bill Kershaw. We promised he'd be back. He's having too much fun. David Alan Cole singing the story of Steve Goodman's You'd Never Even Call Me By My Name. And because Turnabout is always fair play, Steve Goodman brings up the rear with Bobby Don't Stop. We're going to give you 5 tunes about number 1, and we're going to start with number 3, and we're going to do so right now.
Of all the chicks and broads and babes and bimbos I have known, no one does it better than you do on the phone. Midway through my busy day, all through my empty night, I dial your 900 number and it feels oh so right. When I'm feeling lonely and bottled up inside, I know I can always take that magic carpet ride. I get down on my bearskin rug on my living room floor. I get you on till I fall, you give me what for. When it comes to loving on a phone, you are the best. Local or long distance, you're better than the rest. When it is all over, when it's been said and done, of all the numbers out there, your number's number one. I used to go to pickup bars when I felt all alone. Now I just have a few drinks and pick up my telephone. I like my love in private, this is not a party line. I don't have call waiting 'cause I'm busy all the time. I don't know what you look like, and I don't know how you smell, but the way you talk to me, no human tongue can tell. There are so many digits, yours are the ones I pick. 'Cause the way you talk to me, no human tongue can lick. When it comes to loving on the phone, you are the best. local or long distance, you better than the rest. And when it is all over, when it's been said and done, of all the numbers out there, your number's number one. The things that you say to me, well, I can't sing them here. Let's just say it's worth it. That phone call's not too dear. And I know you don't love me, but hey, I don't love you. I just love those things you say and what you tell me to do. 'Cause loving's never easy, and love can be a chore. And these days love is dangerous, I need not say more. Some folks say it's kinky, and some say it's obscene. But thank you, Alexander Graham Bell, for your loving machine. When it comes to loving all, I, oh, you are the best. Local or long distance, you're better than the rest. When it is all over, when it's been said and done, of all the numbers out there, your number's number one. Of all the numbers out there, your number's number one.
One, two, one, two, three.
is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sister, brothers. One life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One.
Your number is one, your mind decided. Your number is one, you are undivided in life. There's but one direction. Your
opened with Loudon Wainwright III. He's singing about number one. We followed with the Ruddles. They're singing about number one. After that, Kim Lenz and her Jaguars' number one reunion. All this number one stuff, I think I gotta go to the John. Johnny Cash sang about one, and if you're playing Johnny Cash, you gotta follow it up with the Rollins Band. Your number is one. We've got Joss Stone and Leanne Rimes. They're making their way through the crowd. They should be here in 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
heart so old.
Never lost no fight. I'm way too fast for that cat. Now look, if me and a grizzly is having a fight, don't you think the fight ain't fair? You talking about helping me? You better help that grizzly bear. I got a razor, man. And I got a chip that's a cinch. Can split a bolt of lightning before lightning could move an inch. Now look, if me and a wildcat is all in a clinch, you ain't got the word. I got him sensed. Man, I'll tie a couple of knots in his tail. Then I'll pull his teeth and clip his nails. I got a razor, man. I got a chip that's a cinch. Yeah, I could split a bolt of lightning before lightning could move an inch. Now look, man, I can toss up an apple and then shoot out the coal. Yeah, I can peel it and then slice it before it hit the floor. Man, you know I got a razor. And can't nobody win over me when I got a razor. Man, I always got a razor.
Feeling bad. All the blues ain't nothing but It's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault
but mine.
That's some beautiful dancing, man.
Got a clock in the bedside table. Machine gun leaning by the bedroom door. Kevlar vest in the closet. Where do I wear it when I go to the store? Shadows at the window. Rustling in the hedge. Faces at the peephole. Footsteps on the ledge. If you come calling, you'll be mauling with intent to lay you. Knock on my door if you don't know my Rottweiler's name. Yeah. Halogen lights in the driveway. Guardian angels who live them next door. 100 pounds of unfriendly persuasion. Sleeping on the Florida porch. Slackers in the market. Bangers in the mall. Skinheads on the golf course. Hunting for their balls. And if you come calling, you'll be mauling with intent to me.
door if you don't know my Rottweiler's name. At the window, rustling in the hedge, faces in the peephole, footsteps on the ledge. Well, if you come calling, he'll be mauling with intent to make. Don't knock on my door if you don't know my Rottweiler's name. Come call and he'll be mauling with intent to me. Don't knock on my door if you don't know my Rottweiler's name.
Is it still summertime? Joss Stone and Leanne Rimes think so. Georgie Fame and Alan Price followed with Blue Condition. Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim gave us I Got a Razor. Woo-hoo. Georgia White told us all about how the blues ain't nothing but a woman crying for her man, you know, and vice versa, too. The mighty Dred Zeppelin gave us Nobody's Fault But Mine. And bringing up the rear, Mr. Warren Zevon Rottweiler Blues. We're going to start the next set with a hiccup from Patti Smith in it.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
Okay, I need some participation here. I want to hear some singing, please. Running down the railroad track.
Running down the railroad track, help me, 40's on my back.
change our mind. Give me all the speed I like. Run and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Run and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Railroad track, help me, police on my side. Catch me if I change our side. Give me all the speed I like. Running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Take our back, give me all the speed I like. Running, 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 running.
Isn't it lovely, or the rhythm of the sea? The deep black blue whispers gentle melodies. Isn't it lovely, or the pitter-patter of the rain? The drops fall upon your face, each with its own domain. The sky is vast with stars, and it seems impossible to find a place where there is endless amounts of time and space. But somehow, that beauty's lost in the need to be just another symphony, another week. In a worn-out tune, but never of who we are, who we need to be, what we could do with our own simple melody. Lovely, or the disposition of the trees. So peaceful, they dismiss their falling leaves. Isn't it lovely, or that foggy morning, rusty sun perched on your windowsill, revealing shades and hues. The sky is vast with stars, and it seems impossible to find a place where there is endless amounts of time and space. But somehow, that beauty's lost in the need to be just another symphony, another week. In a worn-out tune, but never of who we are, who we need to be, or where. filled with our own simple melody.
Planning our registry into
tennis doubles, and in couples therapy. I make a special kind of wish list for Christmas in our Casa Suburbia. And all the neighbors would say they can't possibly go to bed.
Part 3, verse 1. Somebody hurry, the working folly, good golly, Miss Polly, and both. Jump back in the alley, and the Smith Pally, the both showing money, and equal both. Playing with his camels, dominating our camels, all other mammals plus equal both. Bob is right, boat, I'm fucking right, boat. Hope that's right, mate, and yeah, I'm cool, boat. Three, three, shorty, she like to be naughty, well after 40, no electric shock. Juice on the carrot, smile on the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything at all. Right, right, boat, a bit of green and berry, you're welcome, we can share it, and yellow socks. Remember them scurry, the days when I was 40, sitting on the potty, curious little box. Reasons to be cheerful, but... Reasons to be cheerful, but... Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two... Cheerful, part 3.
us too. Health service glasses, fingers and brasses, round our skinny bottoms. Take him up to Paris, lighting up the chalice, we really Harris. Listening to Rico, half a gratitude Chico, back to Steve and Miko. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the pizza motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody and Dolly, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Balari. Something nice to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nutty. Saying okie dokie, sing along and smoking, coming out a joking. Jocko Grace and Bono, Amy Chan and Tyler, Bono Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, but great. Reasons to be cheerful, but to be cheerful. One, two. Yes, yes, dear, dear. Perhaps next year, or maybe even never. But we're gonna make an album next year, okay? Cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three!
One, two, three. We opened with Patti Smith. We ain't got nothing yet. Nonsense, Patti. We got plenty. We got Joe Strummer and the Latino Rockabilly War. Police on My Back. Katie Costello followed with Isn't It Lovely, Rockpile, Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe and friends doing their best to confuse us by doing the Everly Brothers sound alike with the tune Poor Jenny. Lucy Woodward followed with He Got Away. And we closed the set with the awesomely talented, gifted, and amazing Ian Dury and the Blockheads, a live version of Reasons to Be Cheerful, Part 3. Why, look at that. We managed to squeeze in 115 minutes worth of music and still have time for the big babble. Harvey and Irma. Sounds like a Alan Sherman song for those of you who are truly geriatric. Harvey and Irma, Harvey and Irma. Yeah, I know, you're not supposed to make fun of tragedy. And I am not. What I am doing is urging you to help out those poor folks who have been caught up in the path of Irma and Harvey. Plenty of good organizations out there providing plenty of great care. And if you fly by nights and just want your money, whomever you choose to support, and I urge you to choose some support, use the internet, check them out. If I had to recommend just one, I'm going to recommend the folks just down the street from this microphone at AmeriCares.org. They have the AmeriCares Hurricane Relief Fund. And they tell us that for every $10 you donate, they can provide $200 in aid. And them folk need it. That is a good deal, folks. AmeriCares.org. Do the right thing. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine on GetThePointRadio.com. Taking us home tonight with a message of goodwill, our friends from across the pond reminding us the kids are all right. The Ooh.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.